Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 423. Pick Your Passion, Part 1, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, happy midweek Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of commentary at the end. Now, today's post is a bit on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up tomorrow. Since it is midweek, we are so due for an inspirational quote. And what I love about today's quote is that it ties in nicely to yesterday's episode. So here we go. There is only one success: to be able to spend your life in your own way. Anonymous. Before I get to part one of Ross's post, a reminder, I answer your questions every Friday. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com. The great part is, first, you make me happy. I love answering your questions. And second, you'll be entered into small special raffles to win books from us. And the next book giveaway is tomorrow. So now's the time to send me a question. Again, you can do that at oldpodcast.com. I'll give you another quick reminder at the end. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Pick Your Passion, Part 1, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. In past articles, I've discussed important attributes such as patience, perseverance, diligence, and intensity. Clearly, these are significant variables that must be considered when working towards any meaningful goal. Yet without passion, each variable is limited. How much patience will you exhibit without passion? How much intensity will you put forth? What about perseverance or diligence? When it comes to maximizing potential, passion is an absolute must. Swiss philosopher Henri Frédéric Émile summed up the significance of passion with his words, quote, "Without passion, man is a mere latent force and possibility, like the flint which awaits the shock of the iron before it can give forth its spark," end quote. Merriam-Webster defines passion as a strong liking or desire for, or devotion to, some activity, object, or concept. Passion is a driving force. It is the spark that ignites the flame. It illuminates the path on your road to success. Without passion, the road will eventually darken. You'll lack direction, focus, and desire. The power of passion. Passion often defines the individual. It isn't something you can fake. You either have it or you don't. For example, consider the young fighter who literally fights his way out of poverty. His passion steers him through adversity, propelling him towards a successful career. But what happens when the fountain of passion runs dry? Perhaps the fighter experiences the taste of money and loses the fire that once burned within. All of the natural talent and prior years of training cannot make up for a lack of passion. Many professional athletes become victim to their own fame. They find a life that they never knew existed. They are no longer fighting to better their lives when they become surrounded by fame and wealth. During such times, they must follow the advice of Abbé Huberti, quote, "Renew your passions daily," end quote. A perfect example of this concept comes from legendary boxer Bernard Hopkins. Earlier in his career, I'm sure he was passionate about bettering his life financially and that of his family. That's no longer the case, however, as he's already earned millions. His passion still runs strong, however, even into his 40s. Hopkins is not distracted by money. He remains passionate about winning and cementing his own legacy. Therefore, you don't need to choose a single passion today that you must then live with forever. There's a good chance that your interests will change over time. You are free to seek out new passions. Using myself as an example, my passion has certainly changed over the years. I renew my passions regularly. Passion for a day is never enough. You cannot ride the coattails of past passion and expect to find future success. I have not competed in many years. I am happy in my role as a trainer and coach. I'm obviously passionate about improving my athletes, but I still must find my own passion for training. I cannot live through my athletes. I must come alive on my own. What I do in the gym is for me and only me. I don't train with my athletes. We often do entirely different things. I need to chase my own goals. No one can pick these goals for me. I decide for myself. The fact that I train fighters doesn't mean that I still train as a fighter. My passion has changed significantly over the years, and I'm sure that it will continue to change into the future. Flawed approaches. Understanding the significance of passion isn't enough. We must take it a step further and bring passion to our training. Do not falsely assume that passion is exclusive to competitive athletes. We are all entitled to passion. We can all use it to our advantage. I have not competed in many years, but am as passionate as I've ever been about training. Unfortunately, many fitness establishments fail to elicit passion among their participants. They go about it all wrong. These establishments often fall into one of two flawed categories. 1. Guilty by association. The first group tries to guilt you into training. They use scare tactics regarding health and longevity in hopes that they'll scare you into changing your habits. And 2. Pick our passion. The next group tries to pick your passion. They tell you what to be passionate about. It is their way or the highway. Both models are flawed. No one should be tricked into training, and no one can pick your passion for you. Exercise is not a punishment, and it isn't something that you should be forced to do. I thoroughly enjoy my time in the gym. I am passionate about training. I don't get paid to train. I make my living training others. They don't care what I do in my free time. My training time is my time. I have my own passions that I pursue each day in the gym. It isn't work to me. It is something that I crave. The fact that exercise offers health benefits is an added bonus. It isn't why I train. I'm not running from death or trying to postpone the inevitable. I embrace each day and live life to the fullest. Passion is what drives me, not fear of death or poor health. I am never more alive than when I'm busting my ass in the gym. I often receive emails from readers on the site who have watched videos of me training. A week doesn't pass without someone asking where I find my motivation. It is as if they think I'm crazy for training so hard. They cannot comprehend it. Meanwhile, I am the one who is truly puzzled. I cannot imagine training without passion. I cannot imagine putting forth a half-assed effort. My mindset is very simple. Go hard or go home. It's an easy choice that I make each day. And please do not be confused. I'm not reading this to tell you what to do and why to do it. I hope to help you find your passion. In the words of Dr. Howard Thurman, quote, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive. And then go and do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." End quote. A useful analogy. When discussing passion in regards to training, I like to use a career versus job analogy. Job. A job is an activity that you perform for money. Your primary reason for working a job is to earn a paycheck. Some jobs are better than others, but most of us have had jobs that we dreaded. We weren't there to pursue a lifelong ambition. We were there to get paid. I had a work-study job back in college that was as exciting as watching paint dry. Boring is an understatement. Now consider your time in the gym. Does it feel like a job? Do you dread the work? Are you working aimlessly with no real direction? If you answered yes, it is time for a change. Now on to career. I'm now fortunate to have a career that I truly enjoy. A career involves pursuing lifelong ambitions. I don't consider my career to be a job. I love my work. I don't have a job where I check the clock every few moments to see how much closer I am to my next break. For me, there is never enough time in the day, and I'm always eager to get started the next morning. I work very hard, but the work is something that I welcome. I enjoy it. I am passionate about my profession. I am also fortunate to be passionate about my time in the gym. I don't approach my training with a job-like mentality. It is something that I truly enjoy. Now consider your time in the gym. Are you working towards specific goals? Are you eager to overcome your next challenge? Are you excited about hitting a new personal record in the gym this week? If you answered yes, you bring passion to the gym. You welcome the hard work as it brings you closer to your next goal. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Pick Your Passion by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So here's the deal. Let's take a step back and be realistic. You may be listening to today's post and yesterday's post and going, oh, well, that's easy for you. I can't just quit my job and do what I'm passionate about. And please understand, that is in no way what I would say, and I'm going to guess that's no way what Mr. Enemite is saying or what any of the other authors are trying to tell you. If you're able to do that, fantastic. But in the real world, it's not so easy. What we're learning from research with regards to stress management, for example, is that let's say you go to a job that you can't stand. As Ross mentioned, let's say it's a job that's as exciting as watching paint dry. But you need that job. You need that job to pay your bills, maybe to get further ahead in your career because you have your eye on something else. What we're learning about that kind of stress is that when you go home, what goes on at that time? Are you going to the gym that makes you happy? Are you doing things like visiting with others that makes you happy? On the weekends, do you get to go do things that you're passionate about? If you do, that's a way to help offset some of this stress. So please don't throw your arms up in the air and say, what's the point? Instead, the time you do have, is that a time to allow you to follow your passions, do those hobbies that you really like to do? And who knows, maybe as you pursue those passions in your free time, when it's making you happy, maybe that'll start to get some momentum. And maybe that will translate into something completely new, something that you didn't even see coming. So maybe today or this week sometime, you pick one thing that you really enjoy doing, something you're really passionate about, and do that. Now, before I go, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask me anything related to diet and nutrition, stress management, exercise, and lots more. Just call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can send in an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com. That's better if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, if you send in a question before midnight tonight, you'll be entered into a special raffle to win a book tomorrow. All right, that does it for today. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'll be back here tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.